welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It's a great day again here in the studio.
Yes, it is. It's nicer outside, though.
It is. Unfortunately, I wasn't outside as much as I would like to have been today.
Yeah, I was outside almost all day.
That's great.
Yes.
I made some more strawberry jam, so that felt good to get that done. And then I've been participating in a weekly call for developing a novel. So I've been working on my writing skills. Hopefully that will all turn out nicely at some point before too much longer.
I'm sure it will.
Thank you. I appreciate the support and vote of confidence.
Yes.
So you said something about planting. You've been planting seeds already?
I did.
Like in the ground, seeds outside.
Not really in the ground, in the keyhole bed. So raised bed. And it's about 60 degrees. The soil temperature's starting to go up a little bit. And I have some old seed. And we're supposed to have a week of rain. And the temperatures look like they're going to be in the 50s and 60s. So I thought, why not try a few things?
Okay, so what did you try?
So today I sowed some silver beet Swiss chard, some bunching onions by seed. So these are not sets, they're seed.
Okay.
And spinach. Red kitten spinach, of course.
Oh, wow. We had some red kitten spinach for supper last night out of one of your cold frames.
Yes.
What a treat.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
So I think we need more of that. And we are Five Feline Farm, so we have to have red kitten spinach.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful
it is.
Spinach.
Yeah.
Nice green leaf with a red vein and stem. Just gorgeous in a salad.
Yeah, it's pretty. So, what else? I'm trying to think. Oh, some radishes. I put some radishes in. Old seeds. So I don't know whether they will come up or not, but it sure did feel good to make tags and sow a little bit of seed. So we may have a nice surprise in a couple weeks, or we may not get anything, and I'll just till that in and start again with better seed. But let's hope we get something out of it.
So what was the advantage to planting in a raised bed today?
Well, it's, for one, I could work it. that's the primary reason. The soil temperature in the ground right now is lower than what it is in the raised bed. And I can't really get in the garden right now. It is soupy and I don't want to walk. Well, we've had a week of dry weather, but it's still, you know, everything's starting to thaw, and I'm not going to walk on that soil.
So. We've had an awful lot of rain, it feels like, through the winter and early spring.
So, I felt like the raised beds, we have some other raised beds that I'll probably try a few things in and give it another week or so and see what else I can do. And I need something to do until I can get into the garden. But I'm starting to take straw out of the garden, so that's good, and use it in some other areas. So the areas that I can get in, because we have paths, we have market beds, so I do have a walking path. If I can get to straw, I do have some straw that I just threw in the garden for the winter just to kind of store it there, but I need to pull all that out, so we won't work that into the soil. I'll pull it out and use it somewhere else, so... some of it will just probably be composted, but some of it will go around new trees. And I've got some, I think, 9 or so berries, berry bushes in the garage that I'll set out probably in another week or two. So I will use it. We have lots of straw right now, but I unloaded another truckload today of mulch, peat, and topsoil, and I realize I'm a soil hog.
One can never have too much soil.
No, I just go through it.
And material mulch for raised beds, yeah, and planters and all sorts of different things.
And we've added several planters and, yes, raised beds this year.
Yes, you've continued to work in the catdum. I think last week we talked a little bit about what we were doing down there, and that work has continued. So feels good to have some of that happening.
Yeah, we're taking out our old pond and then using some of those rocks to do some landscaping in the catdum.
Yes.
And you've been building beds out of materials that you just happen to have.
Right.
So some more raised beds in there. So I had to build soil in there and mulch around them. But we have one side that's looking much better than it did with all a bunch of, there was a lot of chocolate mint that was, I don't know how many layers thick, but it was thick enough that when I was pulling on some of it, it was raising up the greenhouse that, yeah, was in the catdum. I mean, it was really,
it's
really thick. So,
and I've actually finished a blog post about what we were doing with all of that and repurposing. So that'll go up later this week. So you'll be able to read some more about that also.
So we're all about repurposing, and we had some old hive boxes. And so we also had bits and pieces of paint, like spray paint that we've used for different projects over the years. And we've just been storing them, and they were perfectly fine, except there wasn't a lot of any of them.
Right. So, not enough to complete one entire thing.
Yeah, you couldn't like do a whole hive box with the same color. So I just painted them random colors. So all these hive boxes now are painted really bizarre colors.
But they look super cool, and they add a really nice bright spot of color, yeah, there by the crib where you stack them.
So when you come to the farm, you're going to think that a second grader painted those, and you're close. It was me.
but just look cool and,
yeah,
fun.
I was just using up what we had, and I did use up the paint. And we now have the hive boxes in a new herb bed, and they have soil ready to plant. And so we are moving right along.
We are. So it's an exciting time of year. We're starting our mercantile season. We were open on March 7th for our first time this year, and the people came.
They did. Yeah, I am always amazed.
Always amazed.
And it was so good because we've been off for a couple of months. We chose to do that to take a little break and kind of refresh. But I was starting to miss the people.
Oh, most definitely. And there were new people we had not met before. Old friends came
back.
Family. And so it was just a great day and very encouraging. So we appreciate all of that support from everyone that came out to the mercantile.
And it was really cool. This one family that came, a little boy that was probably 3, maybe? I don't know, mm-hmm, somewhere around in there. He came in the door and said, "Scones.
Mama, I want scones." Scones, Mama.
It was so cute.
It was super cute. That
warmed my
heart.
So we're thinking this family is training their children right.
Absolutely. So, and we'll keep you in scones. We can do that.
Yes.
So we are just moving along. We will continue to tell you more about the spring activities and tasks as we go along. Our next mercantile opening will be March 21st. And then we're planning every Saturday in April.
And we have a big event.
Yes,
on
we do.
April 18th. And we booked a really good band yesterday for that event.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. We're going to have music, live music again. And we have a local band booked, and I think you're really going to like them. It's one of our favorites.
We're starting to get confirmations back from vendors, from other vendors, that they will be here as well. So it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, so mark your calendar, and we are going to kick off the... Hopefully, we'll have some produce to sell and maybe some plants, and I don't know what all. But I think Hazel Ann has already... agreed to be here, so hopefully they'll have some mushrooms. I've been seeing that they're busy right now getting logs and stuff ready. I don't understand the whole process, but it's fascinating to me, and they're experts in that area, so it'll be good to have them back.
Yes,
and we're looking for a good time.
We are, so you'll be hearing more about that over the next few weeks, and just keep coming back.
Yes. It's going to get interesting. See, I said it that time.
I've heard that before somewhere.
I think I said it this time, though.
Very good.
Oh, well, thank you. So there you have it. We're busy and loving every minute of it.
So send us a note. Drop us a line on social media. Let us know what you're up to in your spring.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you.
We would.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.